And let us not be precocious, but work with the present time until it leads us somewhere. And at the end of the day, one is simply to look for a little corner where to take care of something beautiful as well as spiritual. And we will feel lost when the next step we wish to do is too far away and it does not depend exclusively on us. And it is with courage that we can open up a new window for a new life into our old house. And even in the lowland, our ultimate thought ought to stay high above the ground. And everything automatic will always fail and will constantly need to be reprogrammed. And as we look in other people's eyes, we can only reflect our prejudice, unable to see the marvel beyond them. And any system that is not connected with the nature of its agents is doomed to undermine it. And as contemporary culture can be manifested everywhere, it will never root anywhere. And in order to communicate the fruit of our spirituality, some form of establishment is needed, and for that we'll choose to be in nature. And one can take care of oneself as much as one can take care of one's nature, but this does not apply to others. And like the wagon of a train filled with joy and sorrow, our life swaps by. And firm in our newly conquered position, we ought to keep time to the accept our act of daring. And closed up in their theories, intellectual get unable to think of the simple and single subject. And the causes of disturbance under one dimension will only shift elsewhere under a new dimension. And we shall exploit the exploiters as much as we can, as much as to set up our natural autonomy. And the only real education comes as an urge to manifest our willing. And we can consider cheating on our spiritual aim, yet ultimately it is the care we give to this aim that is pure happiness. And without wishing to expand it more than necessary, we certainly need to be active and firm in dealing with our domain. And it shouldn't be our technical competence to guide us, but our understanding of nature based on our experience with it. And we ought to always sum up the circumstances and understand when it is time to go for the place that our destiny has suggested us. And it is time with perseverance that with time creates the most powerful of mediums. And even in our mediocre democracy, by exercising our rights constantly and to the limits, we'll be able to become superhumans. And the life we bring to others is enforced by the distance we'll take from them. And artificial sophistication can be accepted within only according to our natural flow. and the only mean of communication with supernatural power is our intuition. And we must accept that everything is gradual and every step is a new chapter in our life. And while we put a lot of effort when we can, when we can't, everything seems hopeless. And if we treat badly people at times, we do it for the longer term growth. And not to suffocate, we shall take our steps based on wherever our vocation calls us. And we ought to listen to the voice whispering within us and not the one yelling around us. We shall not fall for the appearance of things, but get to work where the substance is still fresh and malleable. And the only expectations we should have should be dedicated to our own intimate nature. And the one way to save ourselves from vices is to fortify systematically our virtue. And all external worries can be resolved by simply worrying on the cultivation of our soul. And only an active reaction can uplift us from the passive mindset in which the mediatized institutions puts us. And politics running on public opinion only generate heavy counter effects against innocent individuals. And any identifiable social group will come to commit the crimes it is suspected for by the ignorant public. And political actions amplified by technologies become like avalanches that no hero will be able to withstand. And in order to follow the spiritual, we ought to stay poor, and this poverty will only bring us richness. And we ought to finalize our ideas so that the process can continue without further speculations. And much of social good is wasted in maintaining already fossilized products of the human intellect. And we shall not side for any ideologies, but keep our substance fluid, sticking to one method. And the more fanatic and is adherence to a movement, the more this movement will generate crimes against humanity. And we shall not fall in love with an external appearance, but with what allow us to manifest our internal appearance. And we shall sacrifice ourselves without fear, but for a goal that will be spiritually elevated for all others. And we shall not complain about a certain situation, but use it to open up the human sides that has been thus far closed. And even in what everyone considers degraded, we shall put our soul to make it upgraded. And for a time we can survive in order to fulfill a dream, but at last we ought to leave it and fully. And our guiding passion ought to be sublime and not designed within the social commodities. And while we can trust in nature exercised in the name of virtue, we cannot do otherwise with any other nature, especially if rhetorically advanced. And we shall not face the next chapter as the last one, but face it leaving the marvelous writings to Providence. And we can simply refuse the existence of the divine, but all that is wet and substantial in life will dry out. And we ought to insist in the ritualistic performance of the spiritual method that has caused our social exclusion. And we ought to carefully ponder how our spiritual regulation is received by the social regulation when manifested. And paradoxically, it is from a state of anarchism that a new spiritual realm can be created. By rigorously executing every aspect of the self, he or she will know what is right or wrong. And we shall act as if there are no alternatives but what destiny has chosen for us. And problems were already caused by those who now claim to fight against the solution. And it is by making use of our inner nature that the outer nature can reemerge in all its beauty.